Hi there. The word for you today is on feeling for others. In Romans 12 and 15, we read, "Weep with those who weep." In 1883, poet Ella Wheeler Wilcox was traveling by train to an inaugural ball when she noticed a woman weeping across the aisle. Wilcox spent the rest of the journey comforting her, and when she reached her destination, she was in no mood to celebrate. Later, remembering the woman on the train, she wrote the opening line of her famous poem called Solitude. You remember that line? "Laugh, and the world laughs with you. Weep, and you weep alone." Holly Vincent Robina says, and I quote, "We laugh, play, and celebrate together. So why is it so difficult to cry together? When friends hurt, Christians say, 'I'll pray for you.' In some cases, God heals and restores, but sometimes there is no miracle, only profound sadness." C.S. Lewis wrote about losing his wife. Here's what he said: "Where's God? Go to him. When your need is desperate, and what do you find? A door slammed in your face, and a sound of bolting and double bolting on the inside." Now, I don't think Lewis would have been very comforted by "God loves you and will pray for you." While it's great to exhort, we need to evaluate our words before we speak. Are we using encouragement to actually ignore somebody's pain because we don't want to deal with it? Do we mean what we say, or are we just rattling off polite cliches? Do we expect our words to fix anything? Are we acting like we can do a better job than the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit? When we promise to pray for somebody, do we check up on them later? Ever wonder why Jesus wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus? He could have just told the mourners, "Everything's okay, folks. God loves you. Have a nice day," and raised Lazarus. Instead, he showed his love by crying with them. So the word for you today is on learning, feel, truly feel, for and with others.